Music is the family business for Rachel Kelly, currently at Covent Garden on the Royal Opera House's Jet Parker Young Artist Programme. The Dublin mezzo-soprano most recently performed in Ireland in a recital with her mother Una Hunt on piano and auntie Fionnuala Hunt on violin. And being a family affair, the trio played music from the Irish composer T.C. Kelly, Rachel's grandfather. Who better then to conduct the interview with Rachel for Culture File than Raymond, the uncle Blake?
Yeah, I come from what you would call a musical family, most definitely. My grandmother was an opera singer and my grandfather on the other side, on my father's side, was a composer. And actually, because I never met him, I kind of have that link to him through his music, which is quite special. I first of all learned the violin when I was the tender age of 3, and it was a total disaster, actually. Complete disaster. I also did the flute, did all my grades in that as well. And I loved playing the flute. I think that sort of gave me the basis of my breath control that I have now in singing. And so then I started studying singing when I was 14. Through a family contact, I met Valery Gergiev, which was absolutely fantastic. And he managed to hear me in the Barbican. I sang Una Voce Poco Fa and also Zmanie. So I needed this reference and I called him up on, and sure enough, hello, you know, answered the phone straight off, you know, second ring. And I was like, hello, Valery, it's Rachel. I don't know if you remember me. He's like, oh, yes, yes. No, I know. And he said, come into the Barbican today. Come in and we'll sort out your reference. So I was in National Opera Studio at the time. And I just, I said to the staff, you know, I have to go to the Barbican. I'm going to have to cancel the rest of the coachings for the day. And they said, well, why? You know, they were, you know, wondering why. And I said, well, I have to go. Valery Gergiev wants to write my reference for Covent Garden. So, and they sort of were a bit shocked and, but, you know, of course, let me go. And the rest is history, as they say. A typical day as a Jet Parker young artist, depending on whether you have a show that night or not. If there isn't a show, you will come in at 10 o'clock. You could have maybe 2 hours of stage fighting, 1 hour of dance class. Obviously, you'll have a lunch for 45 or 50 minutes. And then you can go on to have music coachings, language coachings. So, you know, it's sort of 10 until 6 o'clock. Now, if you are in a show, then you can ask that you're not called in the morning. So you'll only have coachings in the afternoon and then you have to go on stage. But if you are covering and in a few shows at the same time as I was last year, I was in Parsifal, Carmen and Manon at the same time. Actually, a provisional schedule came out where I was asked to be in 3 separate rehearsals at the same time, which was quite funny. So someone had to let management know that, you know, that was absolutely not possible. On one hand, you're still learning because you have all of this coaching. We get Italian, you know, Italian language coaching, and also spoken language coaching, French, Russian, whatever we need. Dance classes we get. We also get acting lessons, stage fighting. I've learned how to shoot several rifles in the opera house because we have an armory. And then on the other hand, you are employed and paid a salary as a full-time employee of the opera house to sing the small and medium roles and also to cover some of the big ones. I most recently covered Rosina and the Barber of Seville, which was fantastic. And I've just sung the role of Pisana in I Due Foscari by Verdi, singing alongside Placido Domingo and Maria Agresta with Papano conducting. So that was an incredible experience for me. It was a small role, but still you learn so much from just watching Domingo and also having Papano coaching you in this incredible Italian repertoire. So that's the two sides to the Jet Parker.
You also got to sing the role of Mercedes on the opening night of Carmen.
That's right.
Just before Christmas last year.
Yeah, so that came about. There were two casts of Carmen and I was cast in the second cast. I was absolutely delighted because Mercedes is a great role. But the other girl who was singing Mercedes had actually become quite ill and had missed a lot of rehearsals. And I'd been watching. I actually hadn't had any rehearsals, but I had watched the whole opera just through once and I'd taken notes and, you know, and I got this call, can you come into the stage and orchestra? And they were kind of taking a gamble because they thought I'd had no rehearsals. I hadn't even had a musical. They were kind of maybe thinking that I wouldn't know any of the staging, but I knew all the dances. I knew all the music, obviously, and, you know, all the staging and everything. And I did it. And I felt absolute elation. I was so excited. Anita Rakfelisfeli was singing Carmen. Roberto Alagna was singing Don José. And I was getting to sing Mercedes with these guys. I was so excited. And I was actually a little nervous. And the girl who was singing Carmen, Anita, who, you know, she's very experienced, but she was like, oh, Rachel, you'll be fantastic and good luck and all of this kind of stuff. And I was like, I can't believe the Carmen is wishing me good luck. But it was so fantastic. An amazing experience.
Rachel Kelly there, who makes her Wigmore Hall debut this very evening if you're around Marylebone. Otherwise, the Royal Opera House live season is at a cinema near you. roh.org.uk/cinemas has all the details.